I speak to you in the name of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Listen again to the collect for this Sunday, the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Inviting God, laying open your table to those without status or power, and setting a place for the foreign and the unwanted. Overturn our tables of power and teach us to receive bread from strange and wounded hands. Through Jesus Christ, the one given for all. Amen. Wounded and strange hands. We live in a very diverse, ever-changing world. And in the midst of the world in which we are now living, we find that there's a lot of people pandering fear. Fear of strangers, fear of change, fear of this, that, and the other thing. We are people who are being manipulated and pushed around by people playing on our emotions, especially our emotions of fear. It's common. It's every day. It's in the midst of our framework as we wake up in the morning and hear a commercial on the radio, to reading an article in the newspaper or a magazine, or listening to something on television or radio, or listening to our neighbors. There is a lot of fear around. A lot of people no longer feel safe. People have 28 dogs at their door. They have big barriers around their houses. And in some places in North America, they feel free to have lots of guns. The sales of TV cameras that protect your house are going through the roof. There's a lot of people pandering fear. At the same time, we hear less and less about love. We hear less and less about forgiveness. We hear less and less about reconciliation. We hear less and less about being open to people who we don't always know. And all of us are a little anxious. There's always that little niggling kernel of fear that's been planted. And sometimes the fear kernel can be so great that it deafens us, worse than tinnitus. And it makes us always be rigid, always on guard. And that always on guard, always being rigid, can have a deep impact into us psychologically. We know that there are many illnesses, physical illnesses, that people carry and suffer from, that underneath it, there is a fear element driving that illness. We know cancer. We know that other illnesses, including arthritis, and, well, I could go on and on. The list is long. But fear and the sense of tension that we build up in our bodies due to our producing a lot of hormones that we normally have to fight against fear and real danger is produced, and then we don't use it. And when we don't use it, when it oxidizes, we get depressed. So we're in the midst of a real cycle of problems in our society because of this pandering to fear. Jesus cuts through that. Jesus cuts through that by telling the Pharisees, because this cycle of fear has always been around us, to not be afraid, but to invite the stranger in, not push the stranger away. To invite and to take risks in love, not to work in hate. We have to take that message. the gospel message which John read this morning from Luke, Jesus is saying, invite everyone. And those of us who feel low, don't seek to get the highest standing. But we know that good care and thought brings the low up higher. That makes for a healthy society. Put away our fears and turn to love. In the reading that was read as the gospel, one line was dropped out in a lot of Bibles, but in the original Greek, it said that the meal on the Sabbath, the Pharisees, there was somebody there who had dropsy, a form of illness. And normally that would be something that would make the Jewish leaders afraid, because they were afraid of mental illness as well as physical illness. But Jesus is saying, include everything. All are included. All are in the banquet. So how do we get there? How do we deal with our fears, which it's normal to have some fear. If we are fearless, we're crazy. So you have to have some fear. That's normal. But how to make sure that there's a balance between not being seduced by the fearmongers and living your life? Well, one of the ways is to start thinking about your emotions. Knowing that an emotion is important in our lives, to recognize the emotion, but to also know it's a spontaneous internal response to a person, place, or situation, and that emotions have no morality. They're neither right nor wrong. Remember sometimes in your life when you had an emotional reaction to somebody else? It could have been over the moon wonderful. I'm in love. And then maybe the next day, that person that you had devoted on, an emotional response could be, I can't stand that person. Both are emotional responses, but they have no basis in fact. They're just spontaneous internal responses. We have to be careful about the emotions. And we have to make sure that we don't make our decisions for action based only on an emotion. Because if we do, and because emotions evaporate so quickly, if we do, then we're going to be in trouble. We have to give some thought. And we have to bring to it a sense of who are we as Christians? Who am I? I have committed myself to follow Jesus. And what would Jesus do? Remember all the emotional things that were circling around Jesus in his ministry. He sat down with a woman who was the outcast. And yet he sat there with her and treated her as an included person. He sat down with lepers who normally would be considered dirty and you should run away from. He sat down with tax gatherers. How many of you have ever invited somebody from Revenue Canada for lunch? But he sat down with tax gatherers and treated them as equal. By the way, the reason that tax gatherers were so revolting to people of the time was that they represented Rome and the oppressive empire. We ourselves have to break down our prejudices and be prepared to go beyond our safety in love and at least find out who that other is. We have to stop othering, stop judging, and start including. the world is much smaller now. We've just gone through a couple of weeks of watching the Olympics from Brazil. What is amazing to me is that the event happened in Brazil, whatever it was, diving, running, sprinting, horseback riding, soccer, rugby, whatever. And if you're watching a live feed, the delay from the actual event to you watching it here and me watching it here in British Columbia was at the most 5 seconds from Brazil in color, in high definition. The world is so small now. We live in one planet. A lot of our fears come from the fact that we live within a framework in which we were tribal and that the world was very insular and we lived in our little tribal groups. We had our BC group and we used to think that anybody on the other side of the Rockies in Alberta, we had to watch out for. Or Quebec, where I'm from. Those Quebecois. Or the Maritimers, you know, nothing but fishers. Or the Americans. Ooh. But we have to get beyond all of that. We have to see that we are in one planet, one world, and we have to start all working together. It grieves me no end to see the tribalism at play with big weapons today, and the picture of those children in Syria being burned still haunts me. You may have seen it, that little 5-year-old, with all the blood and dust and dirt on him. What a terrible world to grow up in. We have to get beyond this. We have to get beyond our quest for power and start a quest for longevity and sustainability. And the way to do that is to not just stop polluting, but to stop fearing and to stop othering. And the message of Jesus today for all of us is for us to think about our own understanding of life and our own conversations with ourselves and with those around us. Are we following the journey of love and inclusion that Jesus sets out for us and that invites us to God's table, that we're all invited no matter who we are? Or do we still continue to think somehow I have to be better than somebody else or I'm not good enough? We are good enough as we are. We are created in love by God. We are redeemed in love by Jesus. And we have the Holy Spirit in love, indwelling in each of us to be a family. To be a family of the world. Not just our little tribe, but of the world. For God loves all of God's creation. And it's up to all of us in our own individual ways to be inclusive, to be restorative, and to be loving. And so today, as we gather, and as we are invited to come and receive the sacrament to which everyone is invited, the real presence of Jesus in our lives, the real presence of God who loves us, I invite us to remember that we are bringing this into ourselves and that we are to use this energy to go into the world, to be a whole people of God, without fear, loving each other and loving beyond our safety to love others. May God bless us all. Amen.